In just about any year, William Shakespeare is Philadelphia's most produced playwright, mostly because a few regular season shows and a lot of summer Shakespeare productions add up to plenty of nights with the Bard. This year, though, five professional theaters have chosen major works by Shakespeare as part of their regular spring seasons. How come? Well, it's nothing more than a coincidence of scheduling, methinks. There's no special reason to produce Shakespeare this year. Last year was the 450th anniversary of his birth, and next year is the 400th anniversary of his death. But listen to this roster on professional stages in Philadelphia. Little Curio Theater has just ended its run of a bare-bones but striking Othello in West Philadelphia. The Arden Theater Company is now staging Macbeth, and Lantern Theater Company has just revved up The Taming of the Shrew. Hamlet takes the Wilma Theater stage, and right after that, A Midsummer Night's Dream opens at the Philadelphia Shakespeare Theater on Sansom Street. That's more Shakespeare than you'll see on a professional stage right now in London.
How brief candle. Life is but a walking shadow, a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more.
That's Ian Merrill Peaks in the title role of the Arden's production of Macbeth. Director Alexander Burns packs all the essentials into this two-hour Macbeth, which I recently took in, and Peaks, a locally based veteran in his 19th Arden production, is the nuanced Macbeth of your dreams. He's increasingly tyrannical, but clearly unsure of himself, even as he declares each murderous intention. His easy delivery of Shakespeare is also great to hear. As Lady Macbeth, Judith Lightfoot Clark slinks around alluringly, but becomes gruffer and more rough-edged as she and her husband plot murder to take over Scotland. I didn't love everything about the Arden's Macbeth. Sometimes the stage business diminishes the text, but I can tell you this. If all the Shakespeare around Philly is as thoughtfully done as the Arden's Macbeth and Curio's now-finished Othello, those actors strutting and fretting their hours upon the stage will signify something indeed. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.